With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. When it comes to ending the long-running war in Ukraine...
Wouldn't that be beautiful? Wouldn't that be beautiful? Wouldn't that be beautiful?
President Trump, in last night's speech to a joint session of Congress, saying that both sides now indicate they are ready for peace talks. It was a wide-ranging speech, with Mr. Trump proclaiming America is back, the president defending his imposition of tariffs on China, Canada, and Mexico.
Tariffs are not just about protecting American jobs. They're about protecting the soul of our country.
Mr. Trump says reciprocal tariffs will take effect April 2nd. Whatever they tariff us, we will tariff them, in Mr. Trump's words. And he says that all it took to fix the border was a new president. The Democrat response delivered by Michigan Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin.
We just went through another fraught election season. Americans made it clear that prices are too high and that the government needs to be more responsive to their needs.
Democrat heckling throughout the president's speech, with one disruptive lawmaker standing up, shaking a walking stick and screaming, actually having to be removed from the chamber by the sergeant at arms. Also at SRNNews.com, powerful storms have killed two people in Mississippi, ripped the roofs off an apartment building and a nursing home in Oklahoma, and threatened communities across the Deep South and the Midwest. That wicked weather now moving east. China planning a big boost in its military budget, a 7.2% increase this year that matches last year's hike. And tensions are running especially high between China and the U.S., as well as Japan and Taiwan. Beijing has been focusing on high-tech military gear, from stealth fighters to aircraft carriers and nuclear weapons. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 238. This is SRN News. The governor of New Jersey wants to recruit abortionists.
Democrat Phil Murphy has submitted his budget to the legislature, and it includes $2 million to try and convince abortion doctors in other states to come to New Jersey to ply their trade. Murphy says, quote, "With this program, we're going to attract doctors and medical professionals from across the nation to come and join us in the Garden State." His budget also includes $50 million to pay for abortions and to stockpile abortifacient drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Senate has rejected legislation aimed at barring males from competing against females in school sports. Democrats united against the bill and managed to stop it from advancing. Transgenderism in the schools has become an important topic for voters, and Republicans warn that Americans will remember what Senate Democrats did at the next election. President Trump signed an executive order last month giving federal agencies wide latitude to ensure entities that receive federal money do not allow boys to invade girls' sports. SRN News. The tax man going on a diet.
The IRS is drafting plans to cut its workforce by as much as half through a mix of layoffs, attrition, and buyouts. The federal tax collector employs roughly 90,000 workers across the United States. People of color make up 56% of the workforce, and women represent 65%. The IRS has already laid off about 7,000 probationary employees. Along with most federal employees, IRS employees have also been offered deferred resignation program buyouts. Although IRS employees involved in the 2025 tax season were told earlier this month that they would not be allowed to accept a buyout offer until mid-May, after the taxpayer filing deadline. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A convicted killer going to face the firing squad in South Carolina, the first such execution in the U.S. in 15 years, set for Friday. The death row inmate chose the firing squad over other execution methods. More details at SRNNews.com.